problems at different places, the Middle East, Korea. We've got this exceedingly difficult monetary and fiscal problem that confronts us. And the reason that you've stepped out is because the country has reached a point where, in your opinion, it cannot withstand the terrible, divisive forces that have been operating. Now, you've made your contribution to trying to bring some degree of unity to the country so that we can face these problems together. You think that his big responsibility is also to attempt to bring unity to the country. I'm not talking just about the Democratic Party. I think it can be based on the question of unity in the country. That the times come where the ambitions of no man and touch the importance of the problems that face the country. That's the way you felt. That's why you've stepped out. But you think every public figure now should face up to the fact that the country's in this grave situation and we've got to have unity. And speeches that tend to divide the country on the major issues of the day render a real disservice to our nation. Seems to me that there's the point. It won't do any good, but it makes a damn good speech, and sometime later you're going to be questioned as to what you said, and I think this is a very good line from the standpoint of the public.
He's bringing Sorensen into the meeting.
Well, then you better, you better have somebody.
Well, who should it be?
It could be George Christian. Got to be somebody on your staff. Bob is bringing somebody on his staff, and I think you've got to have somebody on your staff, because I don't trust them any farther than I can pick up this desk and throw it. So I have such confidence in George Christian. He's quiet and able and all.
Charlie Murphy?
Charlie Murphy's good. Charlie Murphy would be a good one. Also quiet and very dependable. And the man who attends as your staff man should leave the meeting, and before he does anything else, go right back to his office and dictate a full and complete memorandum. So it's his memorandum and not yours. So in that regard, I think Murphy's an excellent choice. He's a good man on facts. We'll have a very good memorandum for you, because you may rest assured that maybe not in a day, maybe not in a week, but when it suits his purposes, he's going to quote something that he said to you and you said to him in this conference. And it's more likely than not to be in error. So I think you've got to have Charlie there, who gets up I think Charlie's a good one. He's older and goes clear back to the Truman administration. I think that's an excellent suggestion.
Now, Dean is coming back from Seto. Westy says this morning he can meet us.
Oh, he does say.
Yes. I'm unhappy with Ramsey. He never consults anybody on anything, and he just acts. He's got all the FBI and C.R. Smith now because somebody told him to buy some tickets up here to the dinner. And the Republicans wish it more. The question is, should I go to that dinner Thursday night for congressmen and senators that they're giving in my honor that I agreed to go to, and I'm supposed to go to Honolulu, too.
My own notion about it is...
Humphrey's going. Dick Daly, I've got two commitments. I told him I'd go there, and I told him I'd come April 24th. That's the question. I don't know what to do about it. I'm afraid if I start going to these dinners, I'm going to undo what I said.
Well, I think you've got an awfully good excuse not to go Thursday night, Mr. President. I think that we could pick up and get out of here. I'd do that tomorrow. We could pick up and get out of here, and I think it can be placed on a basis that you've been in contact with General Westmoreland, and he has just informed you that at this particular time, his duties there will permit him to be away for a day or two from the battle scene. And as long as he's notified you of that effect, then you pick up and go out there to Honolulu.
I don't want to make up my mind. I thought I'd stop by see Eisenhower if I could on the way out. I want to go to see the Archbishop sworn in New York if I could. I've kind of told him I'd do that.
What day is that?
That's Thursday afternoon. I'd come back here and probably just have a refueling stop and go to California if I could, maybe visit the Eisenhower going over. I want to talk to Westmoreland on personnel. I want to talk to him what he's doing out there, what he'll be doing here. I want to talk to him about when he wants his hearing. I want to talk to him.